to have the opportunity to be involved in something so much larger than yourself and to be willing to die for what you believe in is a tremendous gift. It puts everything else that happens afterwards in perspective.
I think I became who I was by being privileged to take part in something that was so pure in energy.
My awareness of myself as a white person in a crowd of black people rapidly diminished. Did I think about it in the beginning? Probably I did. But within a few weeks, conscious awareness faded out. And the sensation for me was as if I were melting into the crowd. If I looked at my arm, I would see that I was white. But if I looked at other people, which is really what I was doing much more frequently, I would see people just like me. Or rather, what happened is that I came to feel that I looked just like them. This, of course, was an illusion, and it was sometimes a dangerous illusion.
These stories aren't often heard. Elaine DeLapp Baker, Penny Patch, Connie Curry, and Joan Browning were four of many women, black and white, who were in the civil rights movement, or as they prefer to call it, the freedom movement. What made them and others like them decide to become involved in this struggle? There is no single answer, but their stories tell us much about what it was like to be a young white woman in the movement.